Reignite Your Day. This is your host, David Yanis, and I want to tell you thank you again for tuning in and watching this broadcast. Today, I picked a wonderful sermon from my archives, one of my healing services that's going to bless you, that's going to change some things in your life. Please mix it with faith. Enjoy.
I mean, this is as crazy as we've been. But you know why? Because last service was so awesome.
Yes.
Who's here last week? Last month. Who's here? Wasn't that awesome?
Yes.
It was going so awesome that even the people that were praying were getting attacked. Mm-hmm. It's like we had and the people there in the audience were getting attacked. We prayed for people, things were released from them, and then people start feeling pain in the audience. I just got a pain here. I just got a pain here. And it kept traveling. Y'all remember that? And then what did we do? We brought him forward. And we had to tell that spirit, that demon, to get out of here. It didn't want to leave. But it just kept jumping on everybody else. I've never seen that before. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Even in travels in India and Africa, I've never seen that. But it was a strong presence. A strong presence. And we had the young man open the door. The brother opened the door for me. And we told him to leave. And everybody kept their healings. Amen?
Amen.
Let me tell you what happened just a few... few weeks ago. This I'm going to share this just because I know I can't share this happened to me. And I went to go pray for some good friends. I'm going to see them tomorrow. And when I went to go pray for them, I was helping my brother. How many of you know you got a brother, you got a problem? Come on, you got to go bail him out all the time, right? Okay, that's my brother's that way. And I have to always go bail him out. So I went across town to go pray. And I'm going to go over there and help him move some stuff. If you own a truck, people are going to call you. Another thing. Give me some nuggets here. And people will call you if you own a truck to move something. So I went to go help him. And he got a call from our friend that sold me my new car that he wanted us to come pray for his wife. She was feeling ill and the doctor couldn't find out anything. And I was all the way in Katy from here. So I was like, you know what? I'm never on this side. Let me go by and pray. Wife and pray. So I went over to go pray for her. And the minute I walked in the house, I could feel something. I mean, the Spirit of God's in here, amen? In season, out of season. That's why we always got to be at the top of the barrel in our prayer life, amen? We always got to be at the top, but not the bottom. We don't want to be drawn from the bottom. We want to be excited, charged up, and this goes along with the sermon I'm talking about, Jesus, 100% miracle working power all the time. We want to have that ready to go, loaded and ready. I walked in there, and the lady that we're praying for, she just said that she kept feeling pains here. Pain's there, pain's back here, pain's over here, and it moved. You know what I remembered? Our healing service just a couple of weeks before. I said, oh, I know what that is. And she said she went to the doctors, and I'm going, they couldn't tell you anything. She's like, that's right. They couldn't tell me one thing was wrong with me. And I go, your blood work came back fine? Yes. I'm like, okay. Because that's a spirit, darkness. Well, that's a spirit. And we're going to have to pray that out of you. And she was so receptive. She didn't say no, no. When someone's receptive and ready to receive, God will deliver them.
Amen.
So I spent a few minutes just with her talking about things in her life. And I pinpointed what was wrong. And I won't tell you all that. But I pinpointed what she got into. And then I prayed for her. Prayed for her a couple of times. She fell open to her twice. And she was delivered. Prayed for the husband. And this whole time, this lady's over here. That was my brother. She's over there, and she's trying to insert herself into what I'm doing. I'm like, hold on. I mean, come on, I do this for a living. I don't need any advice, especially for someone, I don't know if you're following God or not following God, amen? And she's trying to tell me, well, you gotta do this. I go, honey, when I'm with the Lord, I'm pretty bold regardless, but when I'm with the Lord on me, I'm even twice as bold, and I'm dangerous. I said, honey, listen, be quiet, stay in the corner, let me finish. I'm sorry. I don't have time to play around. Remember I tell you this, when you've been through my teaching, we teeter on faith. Hope and faith is up here. Doubt, disbelief, and fear just right there. It teeters. For a person that's strong in faith, maybe not as much. But for someone that's trying to get something and it doesn't happen for them all the time, they kind of go like a seesaw back and forth. Gonna be healed, not gonna be healed. So you gotta remember that. You have to take control of that atmosphere. You gotta take control of whoever you're praying for, and you gotta talk to them and get them to the point. Our job is not to look pretty, although I do look pretty in my suit. It's not to look pretty. It's for us to get people to the faith level that they need. Yeah. I tell everybody I'm a faith coach. Because I'm your coach to get you to where you need to go. I'm your coach to get you to believe more. I'm not a life coach. Because life is not going to do anything for you unless God's in it.
That's right.
You can have all the nice positive words you say, but unless Jesus Christ is Lord of your life and the Holy Ghost is running rampant, not just running rampant through your life, it's going to change.
That's right.
We're entering a place that we're going to see demonic. We're going to see people in need in the supermarket, and you're going to have to be bold enough to pray. Bold enough to reach out your hands and say, God, deliver me. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have to be on a pulpit. You're not going to have to be on a stage. You're not going to have to be in front of a camera. But my job is to get you to that point. My wife will tell you, we're walking around, I see someone limping or struggling with their arms. I go over there and pray. I was at a men's fellowship with a businessman, and it was all guys in there, and some ladies and stuff, at this Mexican restaurant. People laying on the floor after we prayed. Amen. Don't be shy where you're at. Those guys still dipping their chips and salsas. They're fine. The body's laying in front of them, they're watching the soccer game. I will not stop what God wants me to stop because it's not appropriate.
That's good.
You have to boldly take the authority in that room. So as I'm praying for this lady and this man, this other person trying to tell me what to do. So I just look at them and I go, well, let's pray for the house now. So we just got some cooking oil. I blessed it and prayed for it. And we went and started praying over every place. Crisco works. An extra EVO works. It don't matter. It's your faith that changes that oil. It's your faith that makes that whole.
Hi, this is David Yanis, and I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation and miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that it's touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. I want to welcome you to Purifier School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Purifier School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God. Hi, this is David Gannon. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website,
find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you.
That hole. So when I go over there, we're starting to walk around the house and pray. And this lady tells me again, "Are you done?" And I started kind of getting an idea of what's going on. I'm like, we got to pray a little bit more. And she's like, "Well, okay." I go, "Why, darlings? Why are you worried how fast we're going to go here?" "Oh, because I can feel them." Well, anytime anyone tells you they can feel demons, there's likely a demon in them. Come on.
Yes, sir.
I'm giving you something that this actually happened. So I walk from there, and we just go upstairs to pray. And we go upstairs to pray for the house and stuff. We come back down. And the lady is standing there, still pointing, and saying, "I think they're over here still." I'm like, "Okay." And then the brother that I was praying for, his house, he got excited. He ran and opened the door and said, "Get out of my house, demons." And when he did that, it kind of all hell broke loose. Because it's like, the lady that was trying to insert herself, I kind of get it like CSI and, you know, and SVU, when a criminal comes to insert themselves in an investigation, they're usually the criminal. I mean, think about it. It's very logical. And I see the door open, but I felt something go past me. And then someone's pulling on my shirt. It's the lady that we had. They asked us to pray for her. And she goes, "Brother David, can you help her?" I turn around. This lady is on the wall like a crucifix, with toes really tipping you up higher and higher. True exorcism. I looked at my brother and I'm like, "What's wrong with your girlfriend? Does she do this often?" I have no idea. So he goes, "I don't know." Okay. I walked over to her and she's doing this with her hands. She's trying to bring her hands to get air. He's like, and I go, "Do you need some assistance?" She just said real gently, "Help me." I'm like, "Amen. Now, this is you asking me, right?" And she said, "Yes." I go, "Okay, what do you want me to do? Help me." I go, "All right." And I said, "Release her." And she hit the floor, right? Then all of a sudden, she started doing the stick thing, going back and forth. And her head just went all the way back to her rear end, all the way back like that. And I looked at my brother again, just shaking my head and saying, "What are you doing, bro?" So I go over there. And I start commanding it to look at me. Now I've learned in deliverance ministry that a lot of times when you're going to cast out, especially something strong like that that's manifested, that you got to get it to obey your commands. I mean, you see a lot of these movies, "What is your name, Satan?" I don't have time for that. I just need to get this out and go to the next thing. Amen? So I stood there over her and I kept commanding it to look at me. And it kept saying no, no. And then it picked up its hands and it swung at me, and I slapped her hands back. "You can't touch me, quit that." And it went, and started going in circles real quick. It was getting irritated. How many of us know when the presence of God is in a building, demons don't like it? We already sealed the whole house. The only thing out was the door, and she had to pass me to get to the door. And we already sealed the whole house, so it had nowhere else to go. And I said, "Everybody pray." And I told my brother, "Pray in the Holy Ghost." How many know, even when you're not falling, the gifts are still in you?
Amen.
Amen. I don't judge. I just tell her, "Pray." I know you can pray.
Amen.
But start praying. And I looked at her again. And I said, "I command you to look at me." It jumped up, nose to nose, black eyes, and said, "I'm taking her with me." The eagle's voice hit the floor and just started swinging its arms. Didn't use the legs, hit the floor. And started going fast with her arms, paddling. Like a little military guy. And I'm like, shut the door. We don't want to go chasing down the neighborhood. And the brother was like, oh, Lord Jesus. He just shut the door. Because she was coming straight towards him. He's like, Lord Jesus. So I walk over there with the boldness of God. I felt like the same way I come in here. I feel like when I come up here and start preaching, I step into a cloak or a suit or something. I step into the mission, the ministry, whatever you want to call it. I step into it. I'm walking in it right now. And that same boldness came across that. I felt literally like something was on me this tall. Like it was a coat that was on me. And I just walked over there with boldness and said, I did not tell you you can move. And I grabbed her by the toe, just below the toes, with one hand, and I'm dragging my brother's girlfriend with one hand back to the spot that she started taking off from. And I looked at her. I said, now look at me. It was a boldness. And she looked at me. I said, get out. And boom, it was gone. And nothing against her faith and what she believes, but she started kissing the little Catholic little, not rosary, but the little saint thing, whatever they got. And I was like, you know what? And she's like, oh, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, they kissed me. And I'm like, honey, that piece of metal ain't done nothing for you. Yeah, I'm sorry, that piece of metal didn't do nothing for you. Only the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and the Holy Ghost helped you today. That's the only thing that helped you. And I tell you what, that's where we all got to be in faith.
That's right.
We all got to be able to take anything that comes at us. No matter if it's small. You know, a lot of times the small things will rattle us. Oh, the big things, you're like taking off your jacket. Okay, I'll handle this. It's the small things that shake you and rattle your cage. It always is the small things. It's not making it on time, not having enough funds just to take care of a small bill or something like that. It's the small things. The big things are no problem sometimes for us. But what I want to tell you is we have to be like Jesus. How is Jesus? Jesus was radiant with faith. Amen? Think about that. He was radiant with faith. When he walked in a room, everybody could believe. Everybody was excited about faith. When he walked in a room, people knew they were going to get healed.
That's right.
We have to have that kind of expectation for 100% miracle working power. We have to believe that God wants us to heal. Amen.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and I pray that the sermon that you watch is mixed with faith, that it does something great for you, that something changes in your life, that God is able to do great miracles and work mightily on your behalf. Stay tuned. We got one more segment left, and that's our Igniter of Faith session, and it's coming up. Perfect.
Hi, this is David Yanez, and I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that it's touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
I want to welcome you to Pure Fire School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Pure Fire School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website, find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me, I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you. Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and we are here on another Igniter of Faith session with one of my favorite people on earth, Pastor Dr. Gerald Davis. And he is an amazing man of faith. I tell you what, when I met Gerald, serving at another church as an associate pastor. Gerald had a need on getting his books to digital and to get a better way of purchasing the books as well. And I had the publishing company running, just started that at that time. And we were able just to meet over lunch a few times. And I tell you what, not only was I helping this great man of God, but God was helping me, and he was giving me insights to sowing and reaping, understanding how God wants us to think, how God wants us to live off of what we sow and not off what we sell. And he's been an amazing man, influenced my life. In fact, my whole ministry changed because I learned the principles from this man, and I want him just to share. I know it's not a long time, but just 10 minutes here, just to share some of those principles, and especially during the time that we're going through right now, especially during the time that we're facing some issues around the world. We're not able to work. We're not able to go do what we need to do. I just want him to encourage you right now. Brother Gerald, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Yanez, and it's a joy to be with you today. I pray the Lord will make this show a blessing to your listeners and viewers.
Amen. Amen. Tell us about some of the things that's going on right now that believers have to do. I mean, we are not bound by what's happening right now. We are people of faith.
Well, you know, we're in this world, but according to the scriptures, we're not of this world. And we have a different connection than the natural man does. We have a connection through faith with God Almighty. And he's made promises. And he also has given us directives and principles. And I've learned that if I can keep the principles, he will keep the promises. And therein lies whatever success that I've had in my ministry over the years. Learn to do what he said to do and then trust him. And be a liberal soul. Be a liberal soul. Always look and take advantage of opportunities to be a blessing. I heard this in my spirit from the Lord one time when I was dealing with some faith problems on my part concerning my finances. And I heard the Lord say this to me: if you would always concentrate on being a blessing, you would seldom have to pray to receive one. When I heard that, David, it changed my life. From that day forward, I never saw things the same. So now, instead of looking to get it, I concentrate on a way to be a blessing. And the promises of God have been consistent, and he's kept his promise as well.
Hi, this is David Yanis, and I want to thank you again for watching Ignite Your Day. We want to bring to you a new offer that we just got in from our good friend Gerald Davis. If you heard of Gerald Davis, he was an old-time preacher, good man of God, good friend of mine, been a good friend of mine. Now, let me tell you this. I met him probably about 2005, 2006, and I knew of him because I knew his son for many years, but I never met him. Now, he's been around the world preaching the gospel and traveling as an evangelist. He teaches a lot on finances. In fact, he's known about that, but he's also a great Bible teacher. But my ministry changed. My life changed. Gerald's going to share with you some stories and stuff through these books, but I think and I believe, I really believe that God's going to move mightily on your behalf when you accept the principles that Gerald teaches in his books and also understand that the giving and receiving that we live under. Now, we don't live under man's economy, which is buying and selling. I don't care what's happening in the world. I don't care how much pandemic we see or how much stock markets crashes. We live off of heaven's economy, which is sowing and reaping. So let's believe God's going to do this. We're going to make this the Gerald Davis Collection. It's going to be offer number 156, finance. So if you're writing a check or you're going online to do this, or you call in, remember, mention offer finance number 156. Three books for any gift of $40 or more. And those three books are going to include The Crown of Thorns, How to Function in This Economy. That book is forwarded by Oral Roberts himself. And Should I Speak in Tongues? Again, this is offer finance number 156. Offer finance number 156. Three books, any gift, $40 or more. I want to encourage you to get this gift because I really believe that this book right here will change your life and finances. Thank you for listening to our broadcast and watching us here on Ignite Your Day. I want to encourage you to consider being a monthly partner for our ministry. Just visit our site, decide what you want to give monthly to help us do what we do, and we're going to see great things happen in faith. Thanks again for watching our broadcast.